Hello, I'm Ashwin Sanghvi, Product Manager for SAP HANA on Azure Large Instances. I want to spend a few minutes talking about application topologies and scale. And let's just kind of start with a simple single node large instance for SAP HANA. And there are multiple aspects of it. First thing is it's bare metal. It scales from 0.76 terabytes to 1.5 terabyte to 2 terabytes to 4 terabyte. We just announced the 4 terabytes and the 2 terabytes queue. These two are optimized for BW or BW4 HANA, and these two are optimized for SOH or S4 HANA. So that's the kind of the scales that we have. About the single node, this node, though it's a bare metal blade, everything surrounding it is redundant. So we can update and maintain and service everything around it while this blade continues to work. Also, if this blade has to be updated, this should happen very, very rarely because it's only BIOS that needs to be updated on it. We will schedule it so it won't go out under you. If this blade ever dies, we have hot spare capacity, we'll replace that after it dies. So in terms of availability, it is absolutely like a VM, where when a host dies, it goes down and it comes back up again. When it does, it maintains the same addresses, same personality, so it is exactly like it went down and came back up again. That's a single node. The second topology that you want to think about is an HA pair. Typically, our customers set up two identical nodes with HANA system replication between them, synchronous, and that's exactly what you do on SAP large instances. The one thing that is different from other clouds is this thing. These two are sitting on the same layer 2 network. So as a result, when the failover happens, all you need is native operating system clustering technology. You don't need to add anything on top of it, like something to switch the DNS address. This is an SAP best practice on how to run HA. So the third topology that we see for OLAP configurations is scale out. So typically, the customer has one master and between one slaves all the way up to 15 to make a total of 16 nodes in a cluster. And for in our situation, you can go use the 2 terabyte node so you can get to 32 terabytes scale out scale. And because we have the smaller 0.76, you can have a whole bunch of combinations to give you a good range. Now, within this cluster, our configuration is much simplified because we have shared storage between them. So they can have a shared volume. Also, in the same situation, many customers have an N plus 1 configuration, where they have a standby node in case any one of these dies. And you also can do the same thing here. And it too will be able to share storage so that they can take over all the volumes belonging to any other node. Also, you don't even need this node if you're willing to take a little bit more outage on a failure, because just like up here, we'll be able to have our hot standby take over once a node dies. So, you know, it may be a little bit more economical solution for the customer. So these are the three topologies we want to talk about.